vibrate.
What kind of topic is that? Mark's sending me topics.
Call to order, Board of Works, for August 22nd. Need approval of minutes for the August 8th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Sorry, I'm a day late.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beaman, Vincent's Parks. We're down to the last 2 weekends of Rainbow Beach being open. The last day will be Sunday, September 4th. The hours are 12 to 5 on weekend. Saturday, it's 10 to 12 for tot time and lap swimming, then 12 to 5. The last 3 weekends have been a little slow. We had last weekend was rained out completely, but still I think it allows us that extra month of time for people to utilize the pool. We opened the bids on four lakes about 10 days ago. Larry Donovan asked us to take him under advisement. Larry had to leave the country for a couple weeks for his son. Won't be back, and when he gets back, we will take a better look at them. Proceed with that. I believe tonight we're going to, JP will have the bids on the asphalt and the concrete. Hopefully everything will be moving along soon on that also.
Okay. Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. Training's kind of been the name of the game lately. We've got a lot of training going on, so we did have everybody participate. I put on 7 different sessions for body-worn video. They are all deployed now, so we're in that pilot stage where everybody's wearing body-worn video now, and within a month or so, if we've got all of the bumps and bruises lined out, then we will go ahead and consider ourselves live with those. We did less lethal training and emergency vehicle operations training. Obviously, both of those are important and important to the city for liability purposes that we're up on those procedures. I do anticipate us having a local pension board meeting this week to meet on the new hire applicants and anticipate having a start date for 4 officers to fill positions in the month of September. So we're very close. We're just down now to kind of the final signature from state perf and local perf. So that part is looking good, and we're looking forward to getting them rolled. That's all I have.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Chief.
Bryce.
We're excited for the milder weather. That means less grass grows. Believe it or not, because of that, we also are inspired to get out our leaf vacs to service and prep them. So.
All right. That's Bryce. City Engineer.
Kimmel Road's moving along. We have switched over the maintenance of traffic, and we have a detour route through the parking lot now for Burger King, Arby's, and Hotel. We got that set up on Friday. Storm sanitary is almost complete, and subgrade stabilization will be here this week. So subgrade's down, and we start seeing curb and things like that. So I'll move right along on Kimmel. Riverwalk Heritage Trail is going very well also. We're looking at a mid-October completion time. So a little bit ahead of schedule on.
And the school situation's going okay? I mean, as far as the parking lots and...
Yeah. I had a little bit to do with those projects for driveways and curb ramps and things like that. I think they all got the big push. Well, 2 out of 3 got a big push and got everything set up for the school year, and I think they're trying to catch up out of Franklin.
Right.
A little bit behind schedules. Right. Then they'll be back, I think, later. Do some other stuff that wasn't super critical for school operation.
Thanks, JP. No old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Knox County Torch Relay Route.
They were going to call on Rick Lindenberg, our logistics person, to tell you about the relay route coming into Vincennes.
Gentlemen,
I think you have in front of you a flyer. We're here to ask for your approval, support, and in the case of Mark Hill up there, his participation in the torch relay.
There you go.
There's two full days of events plans for September 10th and the 11th, but the torch relay really hits the Knox County line at about 6 p.m. on Sunday, September 11th, and then for the next couple of hours makes its way up 41 and in Willow Street, and you see the attached map there, eventually to the Harrison home. So we're here to ask for your approval for what amounts to a parade permit, although I would caution you that this is not a parade, it's a it's a relay. But I've talked to both the police chief and the fire chief, and they've said they're perfectly willing to help with this event, and the state police will have three motorcycles and a couple of units with it. We'll have an EMS ambulance bringing up the rear, and we'd like your approval to do that on September the 11th.
Great. I think I'll let the president make that motion.
Make a motion to approve the route and the event on September the 11th for the torch run.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Rick.
Next is 26th Annual Knox County Chili Cook-Off, September 17th. Shyla.
26th. Chili Cook-Off on Saturday, September 17th. We are requesting the following street closures: Patrick Henry and Market Street between 1st and 2nd, and then 1st Street between Market and Patrick Henry. We further request that the Riverfront Pavilion restrooms be left open until 5 p.m. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say the times? For the streets, it's 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, got that.
Okay, and then the restrooms open until 5 p.m. And then the street banner to be displayed on College Avenue beginning on September 6th through the 18th.
And Paul, Paul's down here. Cheryl, you have, Cheryl, you have everything you need on the... Yeah, got it. Yeah, that was on Good Sam, though. I didn't see the one on... Okay, so I make a motion that in support of the Chili Cook-Off on... September 17th, which includes closing Patrick Henry between 1st and 2nd, and Patrick Henry and Market Street between 1st and 2nd from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturday. Restrooms to remain open at the Riverfront Pavilion until 5, and approval of the street banner hanging on College Avenue from September 6th through the 18th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. We'll need you gentlemen to judge.
There you go.
Next, Good Samaritan Hospital Foundation. Banner request.
Hi, my name is Nicole Coomer. I'm here to request an overstreet banner for Good Samaritan Foundation for the Pumpkin Pride event. The event is October 22nd, and we are requesting an overstreet banner for October 10th on Hart Street and October 17th on College Avenue.
All righty. So we'll make a motion to approve the... Oh, you have everything you need, right?
Yeah, I should have changed in your package. They emailed me the insurance this morning.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's actually marked in here, too. Okay, we're going to approve the hanging of one banner for Good Samaritan Hospital Foundation to be hung on Hart Street the week of October 10th and on College Avenue the week of October 17th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Nicole.
Next is Casey's Backup Brigade for Muscular Dystrophy. Casey's Jenny Webb.
I'm Jenny Webb. I'm from Casey's General Store, the store manager there. And every year we do fundraisers for four different charities. This month we're doing one for Muscular Dystrophy. And we would like, with your permission, to have a bucket brigade on Hart and 15th Street on August the 27th between 9 a.m. and...
Okay. So that's coming up this weekend, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Chief, you have any concerns there or anything? Okay. No competing...
We also have our own vests, our insurance. We'll have signs up at each
corner. Right. We're familiar with you. I mean, you've done this before, so. Okay. So now you're asking for?
Two dates in the September for St. Jude's. They're just kind of tentative.
Okay, so there's actually three dates that we're looking at. Okay. All right, so we're going to approve Casey fundraising. So one is August the 27th, and then the other is September 10th and the 24th.
That's for St. John's.
Okay.
We'll be working on.
All right, so we're approving three different bucket brigades for Casey's for two different charity fundraising events. One on August 27th at 15th and Hart between 9 and 2, and the same intersection on September 10th and the 24th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
There's also a bank.
The what now?
No, never mind.
Okay.
Next is Lincoln High School Homecoming Parade Route and Street Block.
So you drew the short straw this year, huh, Mr. Hendricks? Thank you for.
Hi, I'm Chaz Hendricks, Vincent's Lincoln Student Council Supervisor. I'm the only one this year, so I drew a couple short straws.
Yeah.
We are requesting some streets to be closed at noon on September 23rd for homecoming. I believe an email was sent to you, but I think I sent the one from last year.
Oh, did you?
I might have.
I've got the correct one.
And you put the correct one?
That's
okay,
correct.
Thank you very much. I fixed the dates today. So Friday, September 23rd at 3:45, okay. The parade will begin. The parade lineup will start at approximately 2 p.m., and we are requesting first from Main Street to Shelby, Busterin from 1st to 2nd, Broadway from 1st to 2nd, Bunton from 1st to 2nd, Perry from 1st to 2nd, Seminary from 1st to 2nd, Hart from 1st to 2nd. Be closed so we can start the parade lineup, floats lineup. The parade will follow the normal parade route that goes from Hart to 5th, 5th to Main, Main to 2nd, and then back to the lineup areas. In order for the parade to take place at 3:45, we ask that the street department put up signs saying the parade route should be cleared of parked cars by noon on September 23rd. We also ask that the police department help with blocking all the requested streets at 2nd Street at noon so that all parade entries are able to get where they need to go and no one park on those streets.
Sounds like a plan. Chief, you have any concerns there?
Okay. There may be a problem with First and Hart.
Okay.
The city engineer is going to work with you.
Okay.
Depending on when that project's moving, it may be that you have to use Seminary.
Okay.
To get out to 2nd and over. Just depends on what phase that project's in. So.
Okay. How about Culbertson?
Culbertson you will not be able to use.
Okay.
All you'll be able to use is First. Guaranteed First from Main to Seminary.
Okay. Okay. We can figure those. Figure the okay. logistics
and then
out
if,
there.
And if it's possible, he's going to check with the contractors to see.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll be fine. Just tell me where you want me to go, and we'll get it.
Yeah.
We'll get him there. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to make tentative recommendations for the street closings as described in the attached email by Mr. Hendricks, with a backup plan at First and Hart pending city engineer approval and other recommendations as described.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks, Jazz.
Next, Valley Rib Fest, street closing.
Liz Romani from Valley Party Supply. Thank you for having me today. Rib Fest is coming up, and I'm here basically to request the closure of this Dubois Street between 4th and 5th on September 17th from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. to allow the gigantic smoker truck to come and roast the pork loins and ribs right off the grill, and also to request permission to place advertising signs along various streets starting Monday, August 29th. That's right. That's right. The week before. Is that right? No. Yeah. It's the week before. So like starting Sunday the week before. I guess I didn't change my date there. I'm sorry. When would that be?
So what do we want to make that date? The 10th?
Monday the
12th, September 12th.
Yes.
And then I guess you'll check with wherever you're putting these signs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have like normal spots that we put
these
them
are,
on.
And these are yard signs that you put up. Okay.
All and they're pink and black this year.
All right. So you, anytime you make a motion that has the word gigantic smoker truck in it, it's going to, you know, it's going to, you know, it's going to pass. Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve the closing of Du Bois Street between 4th and 5th on Saturday, September 17th from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. and permission to place advertising signs with neighborhood approval along various streets the week of September the 12th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
And then the next two are Vincent's Levy Project Division 4, change order number 3, and Vincent's Levy Project Division 3, change order number 3.
And, yeah, man, if you could have the same exuberance and peppiness that Liz does.
Well, I can start off by saying that this project is almost over, so that's a good thing. I think there might be, I'm not sure if all the punch list items have been completed, but if they haven't been, they'll be complete this week. And we have a final walkthrough on Thursday. So like I said, this project is wrapping up. And so with that, we do have a couple of change orders. The first one, Division 4, change order 3. This was due to the river levels and the renting of pumps with the rain and everything. There's a change for that, and then also some additional footage on the liner for the pipes that was not shown on the plans. So the change order amount on this one is for an increase of $6,400.01. And that will still be paid for with grant funds. There's enough grant funds to cover the change.
Okay, so we'll take these one at a time, I guess. So we'll make a motion to approve Division 4 change order number 3 at the recommendation of SIDC in the amount of $6,400.01.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, and then the second change order is for Division 3. This would be change order number 3. And this is a deduct of $17,483.01. And this was just refund for unused allowance for bypass pumping.
So this is a return offense?
Right.
And the amount was $17,483.01. Okay. Okay, so we're going to make the motion to approve Division 3 change order number 3 at the recommendation of SIDC returning $17,483.01.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and we do have the final pay applications in. We'll get that submitted. Once the money is submitted to the city, we'll start the closeout process. We're still probably looking at a couple months, but hopefully we'll have this closed out October timeframe, I'd say.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Under miscellaneous, we're going to open some.
You're all set, dude. Okay, these are
paving bids for our park projects.
Okay, give this to John. Okay, so this is from Wabash Utilities.
Yep.
Wabash Utilities bid is $436,852.30.
And this is ENB Paving from Bloomington.
ENB Paving's bid is $454,454 even.
And this is Milestone from Bloomington as well.
Milestone's bid is $430,729 even.
Okay, we need to make a motion to take these under advisement so he can review them, make sure everything's there, and then we'll give them okay to award.
So moved.
Second.
OK. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.